When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Geekscapists, welcome to a special Geekscape episode. This is a mini-sode. It's one of these hang sessions that I've been putting up on the feed where I get to sit down with one of you, the Geekscapists, as you come to Los Angeles from all over the world, and I get to meet you. Some of you I've known for 12 years, including this man who's sitting across from me right now, Timur
Majdere.
Majdere? I was never going to get that right.
Never mind, dude.
Timur is from Cologne, Germany.
Yes, sir.
And he is in town, and I've known you 12 years.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Because you were on the old Geekdrome forums, remember?
Yes, sir.
What was your name on the Geekdrome forums? And you've been on Geekscape before.
Yeah.
Because you were you were on an episode with Corey Roberts.
Oh,
remember
right.
that?
You were the only thing I remember. Episode. Yeah, I was somewhere where we talked about what's his name, Therese Gibson.
Tyrese Gibson? Yeah.
There was something going on with Tyrese Gibson at Comic-Con or something, him handing out comics and then...
It starts from the baby. You remember that? we're a minute in and we're already rolling deep on the Geekscape.
Sorry, man.
That's what Geekscape is. So, I remember we were a minute in and we're talking about Tyrese. It starts from the baby.
Sorry.
No, it's good. So that what was your? Do you remember what your ID was on the Geekscape on the Geekdrome forums back in the day, the old Revision 3 forums?
It either was Iced Soul because it was like very like you know
Iced Soul. I think you were Iced Soul.
Yeah, what was the other one? Yeah. It's either Iced Soul or Tamor 17.
No, it was Iced Soul.
Okay.
Iced Soul.
Soul.
What is that about,
dude? Yeah. nice putting me on the spot here.
How old were you when you thought of the Iced Soul?
I think I was around about 20-ish.
Too old to be picking that name.
Well, I was initially, it was actually for a project in university. I needed some name for like a fake project thing.
You called it Iced Soul.
Especially the reasoning is so silly because one of my tutors had a... the name for his thing was like so cool, or at least felt so cool at that time. I was like, I need something deep and dark.
Yeah. Something with attitude. Were you trying to pick girls up? Is that what was going on there? You were like, yeah, I want the girls to know I'm mysterious.
Exactly.
Iced Soul.
I still have that domain, though. That's weird. But
you still have the domain? Is this still your Twitter handle?
No. Luckily not. I was able to change all of them.
Okay. Yeah. So you're in town taking photographs. And the cool thing about Timur is that he's always in town several times a year because you work as a pretty successful lifestyle photographer. You take photos of amazing cars, beautiful women. You're kind of living the life, pal.
I definitely won't complain.
That would just be bad form if you complained at this point. But it's cool that it's gotten me a chance to hang out with you. That first time we ever hung out, you came to pick me up in my apartment in Los Feliz,
sir.
Back during the Geekdrome days. And I was like, he's here. I was so excited. I ran out of my room. I ran out of my apartment. I ran out to the street, and I jumped in a car. Cause it was right in front of my door.
I saw you.
I jumped in the car. It wasn't yours. And I look over and some dude's like, can I help you? And I was like,
so
oh,
funny.
Shit. I was
that
like, yeah.
So wrong.
Because I'd never seen you before.
I know.
You know, this is before Facebook. It's about, Is it before Facebook? It was like 06.
No, it was definitely MySpace, man.
It's 2006.
Or even before MySpace. You probably had some.
It was 2006, so you probably had some goth ass picture up there. It was like ISIL. Definitely wasn't your face.
No. MySpace was more like, oh, I need to be like, yeah, you know, a bit more friendly and you know, see what the girls are doing and so on.
Check out what my music tastes are. I probably clicked on your profile. There's like a million animated GIFs and like
there's a good probability of that. Yeah.
Some song comes on. I'm like, ah, turn it off.
Crazy, man.
Remember what
crazy
a pain
times.
In the butt it was to go to people's MySpace profiles because it would just like nothing would code right. Yeah, and so it would just be janky, just and you'd have to scroll to see it all. Like suddenly, like the horizontal scroll is like huge. You're like, oh my god! Turn it
crazy
off.
Crazy times, man.
Turn it off. And I'm guessing like Germany has different popular acts than the U.S. Sure. So you probably had like some Hasselhoff busting out on your MySpace.
Dude, we're never gonna get rid of Hasselhoff, dude. But I have to admit, I mean, the also is one thing, but the Kung Fury soundtrack, dude, I can still listen to that.
That song was pretty good.
Yeah,
that Hasselhoff song was good.
That is.
We're sitting outside in Santa Monica. We just ate lunch, and before that, we recorded this week's Geekscape episode that hopefully you listened to. It's been in the feed a couple days. You definitely should. So if you hear traffic sounds, we're sitting outside after lunch in Santa Monica, just kind of hanging out. So the photography thing, is that something that you were starting back then? Like, when did you start doing photography?
I got back into photography around about like 13 years ago,
okay.
Maybe.
So just before we met.
But just mostly for fun, I would say. Mm-hmm. I started photographing like, you know, toys or like movie memorabilia and stuff like that. And
like hobby stuff, just that you liked.
Exactly. And got more and more into it. And that just evolved over time. And I always, I mean, you know, I once again to movies, right?
Yeah.
And I even came here to LA to look at schools and blah, blah.
You were thinking about getting into film.
Yeah. And at some point, back then already, there were some, like, problems on the private side and my parents and this and that.
What do you mean?
They didn't. Yeah, of course. But they didn't feel too well at some point, and both my parents
got
kind of sick.
They weren't confident in the future of film.
No. They got sick. Like,
oh, they got sick.
Health issues and stuff like that.
13 years ago?
Yeah. And wasn't something really serious, but it was more like both of them were kind of not in a really good place, and there were some problems here and there with between them also, and didn't feel right to just be like a 12-hour flight away
for
a long time.
Right, yeah.
And I never wanted to go to film school in Germany because I never kind of identified with the
Scheiße
German films. Film.
Are you talking about Scheiße films? You're talking about scat movies.
I don't know where that comes from, man,
it's their number one export.
I really don't hope so, man. I really don't hope so. Okay. We're kind of trying to redeem ourselves with Dark on Netflix now. But
no, you're talking about, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like Triumph of the Will. That's a propaganda. No, kidding.
For God's sake, John. It had to go that way. I know.
But you're Germany is still living through the shame. But your family's from Iran.
Yes.
Is your father's from Iran?
My mom too. Yeah.
Your mom's from Iran too.
Yeah.
And you're a single child.
Yes. I was born in Germany.
But what's it like being of Iranian descent in Germany?
Nothing really special, to be honest. I mean, I never had any issues or any problems, really. Just in the past, I would say, like, 5 years, it's gotten a bit... People look at you sometimes a bit weird.
Because of, like, post 9/11 or what?
No, not necessarily 9/11, but I think...
You got to shave your beard.
Yeah, I know, man.
Well,
know. Everyone keeps telling me.
You don't have to shave your beard. But I'm amazed you get to fly to the U.S. for 3 times a year. But... But what do you think? Why the change in climate?
I don't know, man. But there's a shift everywhere right now, right?
Yes.
I mean, in the U.S., it's one thing.
It's like nationalism. The rise in nationalism.
Yeah. It's either nationalism or it's just that we have it too good. And
is Germany taking on a lot of the refugees?
Yeah, but it's they're taking a lot. But there are so many studies nowadays and so many people talk about it that there's... We have enough money, we have enough space without any other person in Germany who's German, who lives there, who's like against
you
it.
You guys have room to spare.
Influenced in any way by that. But still, obviously, you can play with fear and people's emotions really easily when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a great way to get elected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So there are politicians in Germany who are using nationalism as a means.
It's the first time in ages that we had a really hardcore right-wing party. Not hardcore, but they are hardcore.
But you saw that right-wing party coming up. You saw it with Brexit. You saw it here in the States.
France and everywhere, right? And I think it's just a sign of the times and we'll come and go as it has before.
This is the phase we're going through.
I think so.
So you also grew up in a divided Germany.
Yeah.
What was that like?
For us, nothing really special because we never had like any big contact points.
Where's Cologne?
Because Cologne is like in the it's like super far west.
Okay.
In the middle part west.
Right.
And back then, and we never went to Berlin.
Sure.
So if you never go that far east or up, have any contact points there, you won't really experience much about it. You hear, you read about it, and in school you learn the shit out of everything.
And how far away is that? Like, how far is Cologne from Berlin?
From Berlin, it's like a 4-hour car drive.
Okay.
It's like from here to Vegas in bad traffic.
Yeah, here from Phoenix.
Yeah.
Sure.
And obviously, when the wall opened and everything got back together, somehow everything changed a little bit. People got really a lot changed, but not in a bad way necessarily. But you felt it everywhere.
You felt a positive change?
Yeah, I would say.
Or like,
sure.
There was an influx.
I mean, people always complain, right? Oh, why are we giving them money now? Or the other side,
it's
like,
the same country.
Yeah, but people, you know, people are, right?
Were there people who wanted a separate East and West Germany as countries? They wanted separate countries?
Yeah, sure. There still are, I guess.
There's still people who want a separate East Germany.
I would say,
yeah.
I mean, it's weird sometimes, depending on where you go, but people, you know how people are. I mean, tribalism is one thing, and also, like, not wanting to look out of your own, how do you say, protective wall somehow. Mm-hmm. And sure, if you drive into certain parts of Eastern Germany, it still kind of looks weird, or it's like super empty, or people look at me even weirder than they do somewhere else.
And so you've taken photos, obviously, and worked in Eastern Germany. Does it feel like it's behind Western Germany? Does it feel like a different country?
I wouldn't say behind, but it definitely feels a bit weird. There's a different vibe sometimes, depending on where you go.
A different vibe?
But also not everywhere. If you go to Dresden or Leipzig, it's just a regular German city.
Right.
But there's a little bit of a shift rightwards.
There's a right-leaning shift?
Yeah, a little bit, but
in the East.
Yeah, the East. Okay. At least
so
if
like
you look at like
so
the statistics
basically, like,
and so on.
It's like if you went to Alabama.
like
somebody from California went to like a red
but
state.
But I've been to Alabama and it was nice, so
sure.
I never had a problem.
There are parts of Alabama, but you know what I mean?
Like, no, exactly.
Like, there's a political change. There's a, you know what I mean? There's a bit of a style change for sure.
Yeah. And I think the politicians definitely did a shitty job. I mean, they reunited Germany and got it to a certain level, but they never went all the way in to like really bring them back together.
So the full integration of Germany wasn't something that ever really happened.
It doesn't feel like it to me. Because
still, like 30 years later.
It is.
Wow.
Well, I mean, sure. Everyone's lives
feel
are
that way.
Or at least from our perspective or my perspective, everyone's lives got improved. And it's easier now and they can travel wherever they want, blah, blah, all that. But also...
It's true that Eastern...
Politicians could have done more.
Politicians
to make it
more,
easier for them to be integrated. Because you have to see, you have this like communist part where people don't earn much money, don't have much, don't drive like fancy cars or whatever. And from one day to the other, you open up the border... And people are driving with their Benzes into your
into Eastern
Germany. Through your town or whatever, and you're like, what the fuck's just happening? And you know, those are just like very simple problems that we encounter everywhere, right?
I heard that Eastern Germany had the hotter girls. Is that true?
That's what they say. And
is that true? Is that true? What they say?
I choose not to comment.
the influx of hot Eastern
of course,
European babes. Earlier, so how did you get into photographing like your geek memorabilia and stuff into photographing naked women. Let's be, I mean, you should be following Timur on, you should be following this man on Instagram. It is not Instagram at iSoul.
No, it's at Timur, please.
At Timur. How, you should be following him because every now and then you are going to get photos of these beautiful women. Like, what? Where did that come from? How do you go from photographing toys to photographing beautiful naked women?
Well, the thing is, on the one hand, you have to do what you like, and I think especially with like creative stuff, with, for example, photography, if you stick to what you really enjoy, and where you can find something, because I can't take pictures of, I don't know, chairs, wooden chairs for like a wood show or something.
Yeah, don't take pictures of chairs.
If I'm like really into it, I mean, I enjoy some kind of woodworking for sure, but sure. I'm not going as far as like I'm starting to like...
I love it.
Yeah, love it.
You really need to appreciate
and
what you're
with,
taking a photo of.
With women, I mean, I'm heterosexual. That's just how it is. No judging and nothing.
You can appreciate the female form.
Yeah, and really as a form. And I think nowadays in our society, in our Western society at least, and that counts America, Germany, blah, blah,
right.
We have a big problem with sexuality where we sexualize so much. And so much stuff that shouldn't be sexualized.
Sure.
And I think the human form obviously can be sexualized,
yeah.
but doesn't necessarily need to. I mean, if you run around here, like at Venice Beach or Santa Monica Beach or whatever, you see so many dudes going like bare-chested and walking around.
Yeah.
And we know that, and it's all normal, right?
It's a, yeah, it's
if
accepted.
A woman takes off her top and her breasts are out, everyone's like, oh, holy shit, what happened here, man?
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's
She's
going
crazy.
On?
It's like, really? Well, why?
Because we've made certain portions of their form taboo.
Exactly.
But how did you segue into that kind of photography? Listen, man, I ain't judging.
No.
You just
did
the PR. It's good. I'm down. You know, you said what needed to be said. We trust you now. What was that first gig? Like, how did you do that?
I think
for all the kids who want to get into that.
Let me think. The first shoot I ever did, and she wasn't naked, but was my ex-girlfriend. And I had this idea for like a geeky shoot.
Oh boy. You want to put on the stormtrooper helmet and nothing else? Is that the move?
No, it wasn't that straightforward, but
wait, what was it?
No. I show you the pictures. They're so bad and
they're
so
old. You don't have to if they make you uncomfortable.
But, not at all. And as I said, she wasn't nude or anything, but that was the first steps to working with a female model.
Was she in underwear?
Yeah.
She was in her underwear.
Yeah, but like wife beaters and like, you know, a bit greasy and eating pizza and watching TV and stuff like that. It was more like a, you know, like a little setup.
She was acting like a geek.
Yeah, not like a geek.
No,
geek,
I
but,
you
know.
Mad at you. Yeah, she's just hanging out and she happens to be wearing chonies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that, doing one or two shoots or a couple of shoots like that led to, because you also have to like
other people saw it. Where'd you
have
put
the balls
photos?
To like ask anyone like, oh, would you like to strip down and. Especially if you don't have a portfolio that's like representable,
right? So you took those photos and then did you post them somewhere or like did you share them?
Yeah,
like
back in the day, Flickr was
you put them on Flickr.
The shit,
right?
So
you put them on Flickr and did like other models come to contact you and be like, hey, will you shoot me to eating pizza on a couch in my panties?
Not in the beginning for sure. And then you start finding like places like I don't actually know.
No, I mean, what happened? Like you put them on Flickr and what happened?
No, people, I mean, mostly you get like comments by dudes.
Sure.
See
lots
the pictures
of dudes.
And like them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
And that develops into, it gets its own dynamic somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was also doing like my geeky stuff with like, I had these Lego stormtroopers like from the prequels and was doing like those
I remember
little story
that.
Things.
You were doing little stories. I remember that.
Yeah. And the latest after, I don't know, some of them ended up on Slash Film or something and then you get a completely different crowd.
Yeah, you get
coming
the
in. And that's when the dynamic changed a little bit and where you got like people like asking like, oh, would you mind like, or are
taking
you up for
photos.
Like taking photos here and there and blah, blah. And then you have this thing where you go out and you can like, after a while, show people a bit better or be a bit more confident when you go and say like, okay, this is my portfolio. I would like to do this and this. Are you up for like a collab or can I book you or whatever? And also the other way around.
So the models sometimes seek you out now.
Yeah, not as often because I also don't like advertise it too much.
Sure. Do you sometimes seek the models out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. And I have like people I know here. I mean, this time around, I'm just here to like wind here down a little bit, but yeah. I'm sure next time I come to LA, I have a couple of models I know that I've wanted to work with for ages now that I'm going to definitely, like, you know, write them and see what we can do.
And I mean, like, who gets, like, coffee and waters on those sets? Do you need help or anything like that? Do you
dude,
need
anytime.
Okay. I'm just seeing anytime. If you need any no, help sure, on those yeah. shoots. Hang out, you know, like, do, like, the pad down.
Weird enough, I get that request I get quite a lot, actually. Yeah, it's weird.
But who does it really well? Like, I really want... you know what? Like, I'll be the best PA.
Dude, I trust you 100%. You know that.
You so. Shouldn't. You should. You absolutely shouldn't. So, we went to dinner last night, and, like, yes, you sent me a message a week ago?
Yeah.
Talking to me about, like, coming into town, and, like... You know, we've both kind of been kicked around a little bit. The last year wasn't fun for me with the divorce and everything, yeah. but I feel like I'm coming out of it. And I've told people, like, 2017 was the year I could be a bitch. And now it's 2018, and I just got to go for it and be awesome.
yeah.
But you've had a more recent, like, rough patch, if you want to talk about it. Like, you said that were your parents sick the entirety of these last 12 years?
That was just kind of a weird
era. Like, era. A weird well, year
it,
or two.
It didn't take too long or anything, but right. it... Funny enough, out of, like, I don't know, a thousand reasons, life got weirder and weirder from then.
Right.
But, yeah, last year I lost my dad in August.
This past August?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
hold on, there's a motorcycle coming up. It's, this guy's really trying he's trying to pick up a girl. okay, so in August...
I lost my dad, and 3 weeks ago, exactly, I lost my mom, too.
Ugh.
After, like, a year of, like... fighting and
she had a cancer
lymphoma and that was quite weird.
And you messaged me and were like, hey dude, I just want to come to town, hang out. And instead I was like, no, come to Geekscape. You must be totally disappointed.
No man, I love you. You know, I love Geekscape and I just enjoy being here. And you know, and sometimes you just need to get out of your four walls or home and everything you know so well, and just, you know. And here, LA is nice because, you know.
So you were telling me last night your father collapsed in July.
Yes.
And then, like, two weeks later.
Like, 10 days
gone.
Later, yeah.
And that happened this past August. Your mom was there. Was your mom sick at the time, though? Like,
yeah.
She got
the diagnosis in March last year.
Ugh. And was it a fatal diagnosis, or was it...
Well, was it like the first one, yes. Then afterwards, she got better. She got chemo and all that stuff.
There was some chance? The people were saying that there
the
was some
chance? The lymphoma completely was gone.
Wow.
But I think, because, I mean, chemo is, like, really hardcore in your body, right? And with all the stuff... sorry. And she was already not, like, the fittest person anymore.
Sure.
She just turned 80 and... November.
So you think that her health, already not being of best health and having been ravaged by chemo, the lymphoma had a chance to come back?
I don't know. No, no, no.
I don't know how
the lymphoma wasn't back. The lymphoma never came really back. I mean, I think there was a little bit left, but the diagnosis after the chemo was like, okay, we've done everything we can, and all of it is gone. She's basically free of cancer. But I think her health being... Or she being so weak, and then plus my dad dying in between, and she not really coping with it, and also she had dementia.
Oh,
that also kicked in.
Oh my God.
Even more.
And did you have to handle your father's funeral by yourself?
Yeah,
because
I mean, with my girlfriend together, she helped me a lot. But
your mom is like in no state to be.
We didn't even take her to the grave or to the funeral.
Wait.
Because she couldn't... She couldn't get out of the bed, so we couldn't take her at that time.
Did you FaceTime?
Nah. That would have been weird.
It's a dark, dark joke.
No, not at all.
But so your mom wasn't witness to your father's funeral?
No.
Because she was too... Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, it was weird. But the problem also is, like, if you... You know, when your mom is, like, sick and you go there every day, right? And you talk to her every day.
Yeah.
And from day to day, she doesn't remember what you told her the day before.
Oh, right.
And you have to tell your mom again and again for weeks that your dad just died.
Whoa.
And she can't remember.
Oh my God.
That is really hard.
So you had to relive your mother's grief over and over again because she, I mean, it's
I
like,
mean, it's okay, like, that's, it, you know,
that's in, that's insane. What did that do to you?
It was quite hard. I'm laughing now, but I mean, it's I know, more like to, like, you know,
it's like you're like the worst version of that Drew Barrymore Adam Sandler movie, 51st Dates. You're like the worst version of that.
Yeah, I know.
So there were times that you'd go over to your mother's house, and I'm guessing at this point she had a nurse or somebody taking
care
of her.
Oh no, actually, she was still at home. Yeah, yeah.
And she lived on her own.
No, she couldn't.
Yeah, okay, so she had someone staying with her.
Yeah, I was there for the first 2 weeks, I think,
or
something like that.
And then you had to
get nurse. I can't even remember anymore, man. I know. Super weird.
So, but, like, were there days you went over there and were, like, hoping that she'd remember so you wouldn't have to retell her that her husband's dead?
Oh, yeah, man. And there were also some days, and I was ashamed about myself, but sometimes you just don't tell.
Sometimes you would go over there and pretend like it never, like it didn't happen.
No, I just completely avoided the whole "where's my dad" part.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
but they used to live together. Did they used to live together?
Yeah. They weren't on best terms,
right? But
anymore, but they lived together, and
would she ask like, "Hey, where is
he?" If she would ask, sure, but I wouldn't
bring it up.
If it was just like blah blah something, your dad, and then I wouldn't really like go into it sometimes. But it's just the pressure sometimes.
It makes you go to
some weird places.
So you'd be in the house hoping she wouldn't bring up where he is. Because she clearly did not remember that he died.
No.
Fuck.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. I know.
That's terrible.
I know.
And then she finally passed away in late December.
Yeah. No.
Early January.
Right?
Early January. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then you had to handle that funeral by yourself.
Yes. Yeah, well, by myself. But.
And you were they buried next to each other?
Actually, no. That's
they really didn't get along.
No, it wasn't about that. She would have, without a problem, but they have a family grave for the family of my mother's side, where also her father lies and so on. In the past couple of months, one of my aunts were like, "Do you want to maybe come there?" Blah blah, whatever. Yeah.
So you had the option of maybe burying them together, but instead there was a family plot.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a plot, but she decided that in the end. So.
And that was your mother's wishes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, you accept that, and it's okay. For me, it's. I mean, everyone grieves differently.
Right.
And for me, it's also I don't need to go to any graveyard or to a grave and. I don't know what to do there.
No, until...
Everything, you know...
Until it was 20 years removed. And I think the 20th anniversary of my brother's birthday, my older brother Daniel's birthday, was the first time I went to his grave in maybe 15 years. And I was just like, okay. That's not... I mean, that's just not where they exist.
I agree, yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm not the most spiritual person, but if I'm allowed any spirituality, that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, okay, that casket in the ground was like their earthly form, and if they're still around, it definitely ain't there because that is not a party. So now you're looking to go back to Cologne. You're gonna go take some photos of a car.
Yes, sir.
Because your automobile photography is awesome too.
Thanks.
And then you're going to head back to Cologne, and like, what's that look like? Obviously, you've got your girlfriend there, and this and that. Like, what does that look like going back to this place?
I have no clue, man. I came here to just get out of everything a little bit and, you know, maybe collect my thoughts a little bit and let stuff sink in differently than they would if I had stayed home. We'll see. I mean, work...
You
has to be done for sure.
You gotta keep taking photos.
And see how everything goes. I mean, there's still a house my parents had and all that stuff
deal with
in there.
All that, huh?
Yeah. That's
crap.
Going to be weird, man. But besides I mean, life obviously goes on, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's the thing about the Geekscape is we've been around 12 years and we've experienced, you know, marriages and divorces and childbirths and this and that. And like, we have to face the reality that, like, we're going to have to start dealing with the mortality of this situation.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know? That's an interesting trip to go on to, man. I mean, from March till just now, basically. I was like in the middle of thinking and talking about death and everything that comes afterwards, basically, for the people who are left anyway. And that's something I avoided all my life, and I'm turning 40 now.
Right.
I mean, friends
this
died.
Is your first,
but
this is your first dealing with an immediate close
yes.
family mortality.
Yes. And also friends. I mean, I had
right.
like not close friends, but like people I know, and I had, I don't know, played even role-playing games with.
Sure.
Right. But it was never so close to home. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man. If you need anything,
thanks,
you got us 12,000 miles away, but...
Oh, good. I'm here, and I'm, you know...
That's kind of why we built this thing.
Yeah, I agree. And listening
you know?
To... And that's the funny part. Listening to other people... I mean, I've always been a big, like, podcast fan. Like,
sure.
For ages now. And I've always loved listening to you and listening to all the geeky people you talk to, right? And, like,
yeah.
authors and actresses and I don't know what. And in this time, I realized that more than anything else, this helped me at least to just distract myself a little bit and get also, like, different perspective on stuff and so on. Because it's, like, right up my alley, basically.
Sure, sure.
Right? And for example, like stuff like music and song just gets me into a weird mood normally.
Yeah, I can see that. You're, yeah, it, yeah.
So I'm, you know.
You start to spin back down the drain. You start
yeah.
to circle down back down the drain
exactly,
towards
yeah.
that one thing that's pulling at you.
So thanks for offering the help, but you already are helping.
Oh, thank you.
Know?
You. Thank you. Well, dude, have a great rest of your time here in LA.
Thank you very much, man.
If we can grab food again tomorrow night or something, let me know. If
sure,
you're headed out to the desert, head out to the desert and have a great time. I know that you like to go out there with a camera and meditate and do your art. And I'm going to call it art because last night we were talking and after all these amazing, beautiful photos you take, I discovered last night that you do not consider yourself an artist. And I'm like, what? I've never thought of you as anything but an artist.
You're too kind, man.
No, it's true. I mean, again, like, check out Timur's Instagram, and you're going to see some incredible photography. And it's not just me saying it. It's major brands saying it as well, because you've turned yourself into a relatively successful lifestyle photographer.
Sure.
And that's how you make the donuts. That's how you pay the bills.
Yes.
It's pretty incredible.
Yes,
I love you, dude.
Thanks, man.
It's
love
been awesome
too.
Hanging out with you, man.
Thank you very much.
Geekscapists, I want to line up some more of you to have here on the podcast to get to know and do a hang session. We're going to get back to hanging out here in Santa Monica and lunch. I'm going to send this boy off to Malibu to take some cool photos. And you know where to find us. Geekscape Forever on Facebook. That's our group. And, of course, geekscape.net is where we hang our hats. And we're on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. So search for Geekscape. You'll find us and be part of us. All right? Join the singularity. All right? Geekscape Forever. We love you. Bye.
Bye.